Hello and good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes and I am Harshita. Today is Tuesday, 5th of March, and here are the top things you need to know before market opens. Benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty are likely to open flat to positive today, as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicated a muted start for the broader index with a gain of 7 points. In the previous session, both indices continued an upward trend for the fourth consecutive session and ended at a record closing high. The global sentiment today is likely to be cautious ahead of the Fed chair testimony and ECB policy later this week. Given the positive domestic sentiments, analysts expect the market momentum to continue over the next few days, with Nifty likely to move towards 22,500 level. However, the broader market could remain under pressure given the profit booking and adverse advance decline ratio. Hence, traders are advised to be very selective in the mid-small caps. Nifty may see volatility in the near term. The pivot point calculator indicates that the index is likely to take support at 22,370 level. On the higher side, it may face resistance at 22,413 level. Any dips from current levels could be a buying opportunity up to 22,200 level. Let's take a look at some of the stocks in focus today. Number 1, Tata Motors. The auto major will demerge its businesses into two separate listed entities, namely the commercial vehicles and passenger vehicles businesses. The demerger will be implemented through an NCLT scheme of arrangement, and all shareholders of Tata Motors shall continue to have identical shareholding in both the listed entities, the carmaker informed on March 4. The necessary shareholder, creditor, and regulatory approvals could take a further 12 to 15 months to complete the demerger. Number 2, IIFL Finance. The Reserve Bank of India has directed the company to cease and desist with immediate effect from sanctioning or disbursing gold loans or from assigning, securitizing, or selling any of its gold loans. However, the banking regulator directed that the company continue to service its existing gold loan portfolio through the usual collection and recovery processes. The gold lending business contributed 32% of its total asset under management AUM at the end of December FY24 quarter. Number 3, NTPC. NTPC Green Energy, a wholly owned subsidiary of the PSU, has signed a joint venture agreement with Uttar Pradesh Rajya Vidyut Utpadan Nigam for the development of renewable power parks and projects in Uttar Pradesh. The RE power generated from the proposed JV will meet the renewable generation obligation of the UPRVUNL. Number 4, Tata Communications. The Department of Telecommunications has granted Tata Communications an additional authorization for providing M2M services in the national area under the company's existing unified license agreement. Number 5, Infibeam Avenues. The Reserve Bank of India has granted final authorization to the company to operate as an online payment aggregator under the Payment and Settlements Systems Act 2007. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they have performed. Overnight in the US, all three major indices retreated, with the S&P 500 and Nasdaq Composite coming off all-time highs, despite technology stocks tied to the artificial intelligence boom seeing a rally. Meanwhile, the US Treasury yields ticked higher as investors looked ahead to key jobs data and the Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell's congressional testimony later this week. Asia-Pacific markets fell as China's two sessions meeting got underway, with investors watching out for its economic plans after the country projected a GDP growth target of around 5% for 2024. The country also expects the inflation rate to increase to around 3%. Japan's Nikkei 225 fell below the 40,000 mark, while the TOPIX was down 0.3%. South Korea's KOSPI also slipped marginally, and the small cap KOSDAQ fell 0.5%. Futures for Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index pointed to a weaker open. Australia's S&P ASX 200 index retreated for a second straight day. On the economic data front, investors in the region will assess South Korea's revised GDP numbers for the fourth quarter of 2023, as well as inflation figures from Japan's capital city of Tokyo. In today's Voice of the Day segment, hear from Kunal V. Parar of Choice Broking about where Nifty is headed and what are the key levels to watch.
The recent breakout of the pennant formation on the daily chart of the index indicates a strong bullish continuation pattern, signaling positive momentum and potential upward movement. Moreover, the index sustained trading in uncharted territory underscored the prevailing bullish sentiment in the market. In addition, noteworthy large cap stocks such as HDFC Bank, Kotak Bank and leading IT stocks are currently hovering near significant support level, suggesting a favorable environment for a potential rebound. This potential bounce back in this stock is expected to contribute to an overall uptrend in the index. Furthermore, the relative strength index has recently breached its downward falling trend line on the daily chart, indicating a shift towards positive market breadth and strengthening momentum. Given this technical analysis, the anticipated upside movement for the index is projected to target level between 22,650 to 23,000. Downside support is expected to hold from around the 21,850 level, providing a favorable risk-reward ratio for trader and investor alike.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.